Edius, Perikei, Mishnah Dalet, 5-4, and we continue on. Tanaim who's listing additional machlokos in Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, where Beis Shammai is lenient and Beis Hillel is the strict opinion. Here we have the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, although there are those versions that say it's not Rabbi Eliezer, but rather Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was a contemporary Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, which would be consistent with these being students of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer, as we have it here, would have been a teacher of Rabbi Akiva, so two generations earlier. Whatever the case be, he says, Shnei devarim mekulei Beis Shammai u'mechumri Beis Hillel. He adds two items to the list from the previous parak, where Beis Hillel is the strict opinion and Beis Shammai is lenient. The first is in this Mishnah, the second is in the next Mishnah, and the topic of this Mishnah is the blood, the tumah status of blood that comes from a woman who's in her period of Tahara, where it's Demei Tohar. That means, again, we've seen this a number of times in the parak, in the Masechta already, a woman who gives birth, 7 days after, for the first 7 days after she gives birth to a boy, it's kind of like she's a nida. But after that, the next 33 days, she's, even if she's still bleeding from her uterus, it's still dam tohar. She can go to the mikveh after 7 days, and she becomes tahora. And then the blood is just discounted, okay? She's actually not fully tahora. She won't be fully tahora until after she brings her karbonis after 40 days. But she's, aside for basically eating kachim and going to the mikdash, she's tahara and she's muteras labala for sure. Now, the question is, what happens if she has seen her 7 days or 14 days if it was a girl, and she's now in her demei tohar periods and she sees blood, but she hasn't yet gone to the mikvah? So what's the status of that blood? While she was yoledes, those first 7 days, or 14 days for a girl, so for sure the blood is the same status as like a nida blood, she's a yoledes, but the blood is a source of tumah to itself. And we said that the Nida, the Zava, and Yoledis all have Ma'ayanos, as does the Zava for that matter, which means that the liquids that sort of well up inside of them and then come out, the liquids themselves are an Avatoma, which would include things like mucus, urine, saliva. Now, technically, the blood that comes from the uterus is not a Ma'ayan, it's not in that same list. And we said enough, you know, was that Ma'ayanos are only tummy while they're moist, lach, when they're still wet. When they dry, they stop being a source of tumah, whereas blood from a nida or a zava is tameya both if it's moist or even if it dries out. The question is, what happens with this woman who's seeing blood, which we call dam tohar, but she hasn't yet become tahora yet because she hasn't gone to the mikvah? So when she sees blood on day 15, let's say, without going to the mikvah, so now, what's the status of that blood? So Beis Shammai is going to say, it's dam tohar and the blood is not tummy. It's not tummy midorais at all. That's the meaning of it being dam tohar. Now, since she is tamea, some people get confused, and therefore we're going to treat it as if it were tamei, but just like a ma'ayan. So midorabban will teach the blood like a ma'ayan, meaning that it is going to be tamei when it's wet, but not when it's dry. And although that's not how uterine blood is normally, if it's tamei, it's both wet and dry, a source of tumah, but he wants a heker, like we had previously, he wants some distinguishing features, so you understand this is just rabbinic in nature. Beis Hillel disagree, they say no. The two issues are connected. If she's still tamea, because she didn't go to the mikveh yet, she could have, but she didn't after 7 or 14 days, she's still tamea. The blood that comes out of her is still yoledes blood, and like nida blood, it's a source of tumah. And therefore it's tamei midoraisa, and it's tamei both lach v'yabesh, both moist and if it's yavesh, if it's dried out. That's a machlokas here, basically. Inside the Mishnah says as follows. Dam yoledes, the blood from a yoledes who gave birth, but she's now after 7 or after 14 days and in the middle of her demei tohar period. Shelo tavla, but she hasn't yet gone to the mikvah. So Beis Shammai omrim karuka ukememe ragleha. We treat the blood as if it was one of her other mayanos, like I said before, urine, phlegm, mucus. And it's tummy if it's still moist, but if it dries out, not. And Beis Hillel omrim, metamelach v'yavish. Beis Hillel say no, they're strict here. They say if she's not tahora, her uterine blood is tummy as a yoledes, like a nida, or a zava, and therefore it's fully tummy, both if it's moist or even if it's dry. Umodim, but they do agree, meaning even Beis Shammai, the lenient ones, agree. B'yoledes bezov shehi metamelach v'yavish. That if, this is different, if a woman, when she gave birth, she was currently a zava gadol. That means she had mysterious bleeding. Let's say she was pregnant, so she's not supposed to bleed. There's no menstruation. There's no need of blood. If she bleeds 3 consecutive days, she becomes a zava. She'll stay a zava until she has 7 clean days, shivanakim. if she didn't get 7 clean days before giving birth, so when she gives birth, she's still a Zava, which means that 7 days or 14 days later, if she hasn't been able to count 7 clean days from her Zava period, so that Zava days, so then even though she's got Demei Tohar with respect to like the Yoledes, she's still a Zava. So the blood that she sees on day 8 after a boy or day 15 after a girl, after giving birth to a boy or girl, so that blood is still Dam Zava. And a Zava's blood is Tamei both Lach V'Yavish, moist and dry. So everyone agrees that even if she's in her Demei Tohar period, if she's got a pre-existing Zava status, the fact that she's not in her Tuma state from the Yoledes point of view doesn't mean that the blood is not Tamei, but in fact she's also a Zava, and therefore both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that she, her uterine blood, since she's a Zava, will be Tamei Midoraisa, and therefore Tamei both Lach when it's moist or Yavish when it's dry.